Hello, and welcome to this GCSE French Study podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most important topics in your OCR GCSE French exam, free time activities, or as we say in French, les activités de loisirs. This topic sits right at the heart of theme one, identity and culture. And here's why it matters. Examiners absolutely love this topic because it lets them test your ability to manipulate verbs across different time frames, use those tricky prepositions correctly, and express opinions with real sophistication. Get this topic right, and you're setting yourself up for success in both your speaking and writing exams. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to break down everything you need to know: the essential verb patterns, how to talk about the past, present, and future, common mistakes to avoid, and those golden exam techniques that will help you pick up every available mark. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Let's start with the foundation, the three key verb patterns you absolutely must master. First up, jouer, that's J-O-U-E-R, ah. You use this for ball games and sports. Think football, tennis, basketball. The key thing to remember is that ah combines with the definite article. So ah plus le becomes o. You say, je joue au foot, I play football. A plus le becomes O, je joue au cartes, I play cards. This is where candidates lose marks in the writing exam. They write, je joue le foot, and that's incorrect. Always remember, jouer à, and watch those contractions. Second pattern, jouer D, J-O-U-E-R-D-E. This one's for musical instruments. Piano, guitar, violin, anything you play musically uses D. And just like with a, D combines with articles. Do plus le becomes du, je joue du piano. Do plus last stays as de la, je joue de la guitare. Again, examiners are watching for this precision. Don't write je joue du piano. That's an instant mark deduction. Third pattern, faire D, F-A-I-R-E-D-E. This is your catch-all for activities that aren't ball games or instruments. Cycling, swimming, skiing, je fais du vélo, je fais de la natation, je fais du ski. Same contraction rules apply. D plus le equals du. D plus la equals d. La. D plus le equals d. 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 De le. D. Du. Here's a memory trick. Ball games? Instrument? Day other activities? Faire de. Write that down and stick it on your wall. Now, let's talk about time frames. This is crucial because the mark scheme specifically rewards candidates who can move seamlessly between past, present, and future. In your 150-word writing task, you need to demonstrate all three. For the past, you'll mainly use the perfect tense, le passé composé. Most leisure verbs take avoir as the auxiliary. J'ai joué au tennis. I played tennis. J'ai fait de la natation. I went swimming. But watch out. Some verbs take être instead, especially movement verbs. Je suis allé au cinéma. I went to the cinema. Je suis sorti avec mes amis. I went out with my friends. This is one of the most common mistakes in the exam. Candidates write j'ai allé instead of je suis allé. Don't let that be you. For the present, it's straightforward. Just use the present tense. Je joue, je fais, je regarde. Easy marks here if you get your verb endings right. For the future, you have two options. The simple future. Je jouerai, je ferai, or the near future with aller, je vais jouer, je vais faire. The near future is often safer because it's less likely to have errors, but using the simple future shows grammatical range and can push you into that higher mark band. Let's talk opinions now. This is where you can really shine. Don't just say c'est bien or c'est intéressant, that's basic level. Push yourself. Use phrases like je trouve ça passionnant, I find it exciting. Ça me plaît beaucoup. I really like it. C'est ludique. It's fun and playful. C'est relaxant. It's relaxing. And crucially, always justify your opinion. Use parce que or car to link your opinion to a reason. J'adore jouer au foot parce que c'est dynamique et je peux jouer avec mes amis. That's the kind of developed response examiners are looking for. Right, let's get tactical. Here are the mistakes that trip up candidates every single year. Mistake number one. Preposition confusion. Writing je joue le foot instead of je joue au foot. Or worse, mixing them up. Je fais au vélo instead of je fais du vélo. The solution? Practice, practice, practice. Make flashcards with the activity on one side and the correct verb preposition combination on the other. Mistake number two, auxiliary verb errors in the perfect tense. Remember, most verbs take avoir, but movement verbs take être. And when you use être, the past participle has to agree with the subject. Allez-y went. That extra E on aller is essential if the subject is feminine. Mistake number 3, phonetic spelling. In the writing exam, candidates often write what they hear rather than the correct spelling. Jouer, that's ER at the end for the infinitive. Jouer, that's EA for the past participle. They sound similar, but they're different, and examiners will penalize incorrect spellings. Here's a golden exam tip. In the listening exam, watch out for distractors. These are options that are mentioned in the recording, but then negated. For example, you might hear, avant, je jouais au tennis, mais maintenant je ne joue plus. I used to play tennis, but I don't anymore. If the question asks what the person does now, tennis is the distractor. They mentioned it, but it's not the right answer. Always listen for negatives. Ni, plus, ni, jamais, ni, pas. For the 150-word writing task, here's my strategy. Plan 2 develop points for each bullet point. That ensures you have enough content and you're developing your ideas properly. And always check your adjective agreements and past participle agreements before you submit. Those little details are where marks are won and lost. Okay, let's test your knowledge. I'll give you a sentence in English and you translate it in your head. Ready? 1. I play football. The answer is, je joue au foot. Did you get that O? 2. I play the piano. Je joue du piano. Do, note, note, low. 3. Yesterday, I went to the cinema. Hier, je suis allé au cinéma. Suis allé with être, not avoir. 4. I find it exciting. Je trouve ça passionnant. Nice, sophisticated adjective there. 5. Tomorrow, I will go swimming. Demain, je vais faire de la natation. Or, je ferai de la natation. Both are correct. How did you do if you got all 5? Fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. All right, let's wrap up. Here's what you need to remember. 3 verb patterns. Jouer à for ball games. Jouer du for instruments. Faire du for other activities. Master those prepositions and contractions. 3 time frames. Perfect tense for the past. Watch your auxiliary verbs. Present tense for now. Future tense, simple or near future for what's coming. Sophisticated opinions, move beyond, c'est bien. Use varied adjectives and always justify with parce que. Exam technique, avoid phonetic spelling, check your agreements, watch for distractors in listening, and plan your 150-word task carefully. This topic is absolutely achievable. With focused practice on those verb preposition combinations and careful attention to time frames, you can pick up top marks. Remember, examiners are looking for precision, range, and development. Give them that, and you'll succeed. Good luck with your revision, and remember, practice makes perfect. Or as we say in French, c'est en forgeant qu'on devient forgeron. À bientôt.